USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monsoonal moisture brought rains across the nation overnight. Heavy flooding has been reported in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri. In eastern Kentucky, devastation. At least 15 souls lost their lives. States of emergency have been declared in Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on the Weather Channel Friday morning.
And a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything. I want to thank all our first responders that are out there doing such heroic work. I know we've already airlifted between 20 and 30 people. Thank you to the National Guard and our Kentucky State Police that are doing that work.
The timeline for a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan by force seems to be getting shorter. China is reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping warned President Biden during their phone call Thursday not to play with fire over Taiwan. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some chief executive officers meeting with President Biden on Thursday are not all doom and gloom on the economy.
In response to Thursday's gross domestic product report, President Joe Biden held a meeting with CEOs from several different companies spanning across different industries to discuss the state of America's economy. Speaking at the White House on the travel and hospitality industry's post-pandemic recovery is the CEO of Marriott, Anthony Capuano.
The recovery has clearly been led by leisure. And in fact, last year, leisure demand got back to where we were pre-pandemic. But what's encouraging is we're seeing real recovery in the other two segments. Business transient's been a slower recovery. But as we see more and more folks returning to the office, we see continued improvement.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Republicans shellacked the Democrats in the annual congressional baseball game last night, 10-0. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Due to President Biden's open border policy, making Americans less safe has now hit the Washington, D.C. area. Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser is pleading for the National Guard to help with the invasion of illegal immigration in the D.C. metro area.
So I've asked for the deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate.
Republican Representative Chip Roy on Fox News.
It's interesting hearing the mayor of Washington, D.C. complaining about 4,000 people on 200 buses that Governor Abbott has sent to Washington, D.C. since April, running to the Pentagon saying, oh, my gosh, we need the National Guard. Oh, well, you know what? Cry me a frickin' river, right? You know, welcome to the party, pal.
One of the side effects of COVID-19 in some people is the loss of taste and smell.
A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms 6 months later. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The White House will be hosting the inaugural meeting of pro bono attorneys and activists who defend abortion rights on Friday. The Supreme Court put the law back onto the state books, as many states want to save lives of the babies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.